All of us, well, at least most of us, have to work for a living.
How would you describe your work?
I'm a processing clerk.
I'm a carpenter from South Carolina.
Boring, monotonous.
Your mouth gets tired of talking.
I started working when I was about 12 years old.
I mean, you gotta work. Nothing wrong with it. People have known it for years.
The writer Studs Terkel interviewed all those people and more back in the 1970s for his book, Working. The book was so popular, it became a musical and even a TV series. Now NPR is broadcasting the original tapes, most of them for the first time. The series comes to us from Radio Diaries and Project And. Today, the story of a private eye in Brooklyn.
I'm seated somewhere in Brooklyn, home of Anthony Ruggiero and his wife, a very delightful boy. So this is a book about work, jobs right. People do. How would you describe your work?
How would I describe my work? 90% of the job is the ability to move around to different places without causing any suspicion. And
Sure.
No, I'm just thinking like they usually put him in a job where he has the most mobility.
Right, yeah. And you got to be a quick talker. Any private investigator, any private detective, he has one thing and one thing only, and that is his wits. He can't pull a badge out in a bind and say, hey, police department. Nor can he use a gun.
You don't? No, you never carry a gun.
I'd like to. A lot of times I would
wish
I had a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But, you know, you ain't got a gun. You ain't got a badge. You got to be slick. You got to be a
mm-hmm.
undercover investigators yeah. are the greatest actors in the world. You got to be.
Yeah. But coming back to the nature of the work you do, or what, for example?
Okay, for instance, the butter business.
What were you supposed to uncover there?
A theft. They had a theft of butter in the bread factory. It sounds ridiculous, but it ran into quite a bit of money. 70-pound cartons of butter were being swiped on an average of once a week, and this was going on for 6 months to a year, which amounted to something like $4,000, $5,000. So they sent me in there, and I got a job as a mixer. I was a dough mixer. So I had a week to bust this case. And what happened was I found a homemade knife stashed away in one of the closets with butter stains on it. We knew the butter was being taken out of the refrigerator. So what I did was I stationed myself on top of the refrigerator, which was a completely darkened room. And I stayed up there for 4 days, 8-hour shifts.
What were your feelings when you were seated on top of the refrigerator? 8 hours, you say?
8 hours, right.
You have a need to go to the toilet?
No. Huh. Whatever I had to do, I did before I went up there.
And eating. And what did you do during the 8 hours?
Smoked, looked out the window. Keeping this place on a constant surveillance. I knew who came in, who went out. I knew the times. And
nobody saw you on that.
Nobody saw me. And then this one particular Friday night, he comes. A cleanup man. So he comes, opens up, takes the butter, and then he left the area. I went down, I checked it out. It was butter. And called up my supervisor. This was like 2:00 in the morning. I says, we got the guy. The case is over.
Sounds like a novel. All right. So, does this job affect your outlook outside the job on life?
As a matter of fact, I think this job has done more for me as far as understanding people are concerned than before.
You're making a discovery about human beings, too.
Yeah, basically everybody's the same. This is my discovery. Why does a person steal? You know, if a guy steals a loaf of bread because he's got a kid who's hungry, you call this man a thief? I mean, yeah, there's thieves and then there are thieves.
You think the job then makes you more tolerant of people's frailties?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Makes you more tolerant?
I think so, don't it, Kat?
Yeah. You came a long way.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
In other words, she's implying, if I get you right, that you didn't have this feeling once.
Yeah, you used to put people in categories, sort of. No shades of things. Like, they were either black or white, you know, and that was it. And I think you've come out of that.
Yeah, well, you find out that people aren't that bad, really. Regardless of what you read in the paper, basically, people aren't that bad. They're pretty good.
We'll end with this. That sounds great.
Private Eye Thomas Fischetti and his wife, Kat, interviewed by Studs Terkel for his book, Working. Fischetti is now retired and lives in New Jersey. In the book, his story is under the pseudonym Anthony Ruggiero. He had to keep a low profile, after all. This interview is our final installment in a week-long series produced by the folks at the Radio Diaries podcast. They are Joe Richman, Nellie Gillis, and Sarah Kate Kramer, along with Jane Sachs of Project And. The editors are Deborah George and Ben Shapiro. Our thanks as well to the Studs Terkel Archive at WFMT.